Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Certificates of Deposit, or CDs. In this session, we are going to discuss Certificates of Deposit, or CDs. Certificates of Deposit can be an ideal way to invest funds that you do not need in the near term. CDs are promissory notes issued by banks, credit unions, or savings and loans. They are time deposits, usually having maturities ranging from 30 days to as long as 10 years. The most popular terms are from 90 days to 5 years. Since they are time deposits, they usually offer higher interest rates than savings accounts, but they have penalties for early withdrawals, often 90 days of interest. CDs of less than $100,000 are usually called regular or small CDs, and those over $100,000 are referred to as jumbo CDs. Jumbo CDs often pay slightly higher interest rates than regular CDs. In addition, CDs with longer maturities usually pay higher rates than those with shorter maturities. For example, a 3-month CD may have an interest rate of 2.6%. while one with a 6-month maturity could offer a rate of 3%. A 1-year CD could have a rate of 3.7%, and a 3-year CD could have a 4.3% rate. When choosing the maturity of a CD to buy, it is important to consider your liquidity needs and that interest rates will change over time. Buying a 3-year CD with a 3.7% rate may be attractive today, but if rates rise over the next couple of years, you are locked into that 3.7% rate until maturity. An alternative is to use a laddering of maturities strategy. For example, instead of buying 1 3-year CD, buy equal amounts of 1, 2, and 3-year CDs. As each CD matures, you reinvest the proceeds into a 3-year CD. While you would not have as high of an initial rate, over time, all your funds would end up in higher-rate 3-year CDs, and you would have annual liquidity of 1/3 of your funds. If rates rise, you would take advantage of the higher rates with new purchases. If rates fall, you still have the initial higher-rate CDs that you bought initially. CDs offered by banks and thrift institutions are insured up to $250,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, and those offered by credit unions are insured by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund, that is an arm of the National Credit Union Administration, called the NCUA. The federal insurance is essentially the same for both types of institutions. There are ownership rules applied to determining the insurance limit, and you should thoroughly investigate these rules if you are considering having over $250,000 with a single institution. Using certificates of deposit is an attractive way to earn competitive returns and have the comfort of a guarantee from the federal government on your funds. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.